Mark chapter 11. And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and said to them, Go your way into the village over beside you, and as soon as you be entered into it, you'll find a colt tied, whereupon man is never sat. Loosen him and bring him. And if any man says to you, Why do you do this? Say then that the master has need of him, and straightway he'll send him on. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door outside, at a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said to them, What are you doing, loosening the colt? And they said to them, Even as Yeshua had commanded, and they let him go. And they brought the colt to Yeshua, and cast their garments upon him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments along the way on the road, and others cut down branches off the trees and spread them in the way. And they that went on before and they that followed cried out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh! Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of Yahweh! Hosanna in the highest! And Yeshua entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening was come, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And the next day, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree from afar, having leaves, he came, perchance if he might find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Yeshua answered and said to it, No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Yeshua went into the temple, and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and of the seats of them that sold doves, and would not allow that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Teacher, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Yeshua, answering, said to them, Have faith in Yahweh. For truly I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. And they came again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests, and the scribes, and the elders. And they say to him, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? And Yeshua answered and said to them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven, or was it of men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say, Why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said to Yeshua, We cannot tell. And Yeshua, answering, said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. End of chapter 11.